Kay calling all sweet tooths. Here's something you might want to jot in your diary for the 13th of October. It's the Festival of Sweets and Treats at the station in Newcastle. This sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So we thought we'd catch up with director at Hunter Events Group, Louise Manning, to tell us all about this wonderful day coming up. And Louise joins us on the show here this afternoon. Hello, Louise. Nice to talk to you.
Hello, how are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Very well, thank you, and I hope you had a nice weekend.
It has. It was a brilliant weekend. A little bit cold with the wind floating around, but in the most part, it was a beautiful weekend.
Yes, it was blowing a gale on Saturday, wasn't it? It was terrible.
It sure was. It sure was. Sunday was a little bit easier, which is nice.
Now, Festival of Sweets and Treats. This sounds like it's going to be a wonderful day. I guess for all those sweet tooths out there, this would be something you certainly can't miss.
Absolutely. So there's definitely a lot going on, whether you're a sweet tooth or even if you're not a sweet tooth. There's certainly some fun savoury items as well. So definitely an event for everyone to come out and enjoy.
Okay. Now, for those who may not be, I guess, familiar with this, can you tell us a bit of history about the Festival of Sweets and Treats?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's an annual event that we host as Hunter Events Group. It was first established last year, so it's only a newish event. In 2023, we ran it at the station, so the same place as what we're running this year. Last year, we attracted close to about 3,500 locals, so it was a wonderful outing for a lot of people to come and enjoy. It's definitely a one-of-a-kind event, and it's back happening again in October this year, and we are aiming to provide and create the smoothest and sweetest festival yet. Always trying to endeavour to get that little bit bigger and that little bit better each consecutive year.
Okay, obviously, sounds fantastic. Yes. Now, what can we expect if we go along on the day? I notice it kicks off at 9, goes till 2 in the afternoon. So, what can we expect?
Yep. Yes, yeah, so definitely lots of things to come and enjoy and indulge in. So we've got things like loaded cookies, fresh Turkish gozeme, loaded fortune cookies, Belgium chocolate, ice creams, hot and cold beverages, donuts, homemade preserves, fairy floss, artesian chocolatiers and lolly makers, decadent cakes, desserts and treats from wineries as well, breweries and distilleries, wine and chocolate pairings, live music, demonstrations and masterclasses to get your sweet skills under control. Some food trucks, of course, market stalls, dietary-friendly treats, including gluten-free and sugar-free, and, of course, a kids' zone and entertainment as well.
Okay, so it's going to be an action-packed day, and I guess you are still looking for some stall holders, is that correct?
Yeah, we're always open to have more stallholders on board. We've got plenty of space there. And what we're also calling on is anybody who has some skills when it comes to decorating cakes. So we do have a cake decorating competition as well. So we're calling on anybody who has a little bit of skill or wants to improve their skills or get involved in a competition. Super easy to partake and lots of fun to be able to create and decorate a beautiful cake of your choice in your style. And then they're pretty much judged by our guest on the day.
Okay, now for those who may not be familiar, the station Newcastle, where can we find the station Newcastle?
Yeah, really good question. It's the old station, so on the corner of Watch Street, pretty much overlooking the foreshore there.
Rightio. And also something I notice here as well is if you want some more information, are you guys running a Facebook page?
There is yep. If you just search Festival of Sweets and Treats on Facebook, or if you also search that on Instagram, and of course the website. So all of the information is on all of those sources to explore and get a little bit more familiar.
Yeah, so basically, I mean, this is going to be a really good day, not just for the young at heart, but also the old at heart, I suppose.
Yeah, regardless of your age, there's definitely something to come and indulge and enjoy. So regardless of your age, I encourage everyone to come and have a sticky beak and enjoy the day. And it's super affordable as well.
Okay, now just getting back to the stall holders, do they have to register or can they get in contact with you?
They do. No, they do. We do go through a process to make sure that we don't have the double up of stalls where possible. We want to make sure we've got a really diverse range of items that are on offer throughout the day. So we do ask people to register, and they do go through an approval process to make sure they've got correct insurances and liabilities and things like that. And of course, to make sure that we don't have 15 donut stalls, and we've got a really nice variety of different options for our guests to enjoy, and also to make sure that they get really good return on their investment for the day.
Because as they say, variety is the spice of life, isn't it?
100%, and everybody's got different tastes and different needs and different wants. We want to make sure we accommodate all palates that attend on the day.
All right, well, this is an event that you need to just jot in your diary. It's coming up on the 13th of October. It kicks off from 9, goes till 2 at the station in Newcastle. It's called the Festival of Sweets and Treats. It is going to be a huge day, so this is an opportunity for families to get down there and enjoy this this wonderful event. And Louise, we really appreciate you coming on, and best of luck with it.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, and we look forward to seeing everyone there on the day.
Excellent. There she is, and we do appreciate her coming on too and giving some airtime there to let you know that that is an event that you might be interested in for those who might have a bit of a sweet tooth.